Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The discussions around UNRWA are very, very interesting and very important. Similarly, I just keep wondering about UNIFIL, for example. Would it have been any better or worse if UNIFIL weren't in southern Lebanon, beneath or below the Litani River? What difference did they make? Did it make it worse? Did it give Hezbollah cover, protection, or did it actually make no difference? It's just a fascinating thing. And in the same way, we need to look at UNRWA and the job that they have done. Have they done good things? Would they want to continue doing good things, or is it all bad? Is it all, as Israel says, a furthering of Hamas goals? Well, David Bedian is a journalist. He's a founder of Israel Resource News Agency at the Center for Near East Policy Research Center. David, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning from Jerusalem.
It's a difficult one, because obviously from outside the world, most of the comments that we read are, Israel is now curtailing humanitarian assistance, and this is going to be a disaster. What is the real impact of UNRWA in the area?
Anyone who does their homework looks on our website, israelbehindthenews.com, under the word UNRWA, we'll see that UNRWA invests itself in a war against the Jews from A to Z, and they've done it since 1949. Very important. They haven't hesitated to say what they're doing, and they don't cover it up. They don't cover up the fact that they have a curriculum based on destroying the Jews. It does not and leave anything to the imagination. It's not like with the Nazis who covered it up. They cover nothing up. And unfortunately, the government of Israel, until recently, protected UNRWA because perhaps this would be a way to channel funds for peace. Well, that's over. Those games are over now. Bottom line of people not doing their homework and not seeing what's going on. And all I have to do is open the school books, the most important school book is a school book. There's two school books. One which the children chant songs about exterminating the Jews. Another one which praises Dalal al-Mughribi, who murdered 38 Jews in 1978. So these are the focus. And the other thing, we commissioned a photographer to film to take pictures of the murals around the schools. 902 murals in Bethlehem around the UNRWA schools, which show Arabs murdering Jews. That's what they're teaching. Now, what's very important to understand is that by Israel pulling out and saying, we're not going to do any more negotiation with UNRWA, they're on their own. That means, unfortunately, that private factors that fund five factors and 67 nations and 33 relief agencies that fund the 58 UNRWA camps outside of Jerusalem are now free as a bird to do what they want. And that is that's a tragic situation which is coming up, not only because it's a Jewish issue. This is a humanitarian issue, the first curriculum in the world to promote murder. And that's what's going on, murder, not hatred. I don't know if I'm in touch with UNRWA since 1987 on a regular basis, on a daily basis. I have Arab journalists from the UNRWA camps working for us. And I don't discern hatred. I discern a curriculum of murder. And that's going to continue and increase and have additional credibility, because Israel can no longer intervene according to the new law that Israel just passed. So, in other words, it's a worse situation for Israel than before.
So what would you have done differently?
Well, I have it's on my site, the UNRWA, I call it the UNRWA Peace Initiative. One, eliminate the curriculum. Two, make sure that any worker in UNRWA who is associated with either the Fatah, the Islamic Jihad, or Hamas is fired. Number three, allow people who live in the UNRWA camps for 75 years to immigrate, to go and have better homes, to go according to the UNHCR standards. What's so complicated about that? Okay, those are basic issues. which allow the, instead of keeping them as prisoners in the UNRWA camps under the right of return, of what they call the premise and promise of right of return based on the armed struggle, give them another alternative. Give them an alternative and bring in supervision from good people in embassies and consulates from around the world who believe in peace, as opposed to an entity which is based on the principles of the PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, which includes, of course, Hamas, and giving them having them free reign in 58 UNRWA camps in Lebanon, in Syria, in Judea, Samaria. This is not going to advance peace or any reconciliation.
Although this sounds logical and very rational, doesn't it depend on some form of acceptance by the United Nations that there has been a problem and that it does need to be addressed?
We have to educate the United Nations. I flew four times in the past 9 years to meet with Guterres, the head of the United Nations, and he listened. And when he saw the UNRWA school book, which promotes murder, he contacted UNRWA and told them to get rid of that book. And guess what? They got rid of it for a year and they brought it back. All kinds of organizations connected with the New Israel Fund convinced Guterres that Israel is a criminal nation. Therefore, Guterres became a different person. But when we went with him over a period of 4 years, we found him to be delightful, responsive, interested. But the New Ishmael Fund, as I call them, convinced Guterres that Israel is a criminal nation.
That's so interesting, because one does wonder how, you know, what happened, how it has been that if you follow his comments since the 7th of October, he is so cold towards the suffering of Jews.
Because he is being told by the New Ishmael Fund, the NIF, the New Israel Fund, that Israel is a criminal entity and that Israel is purposely murdering Jews. We're actually murdering Arabs. And that's what they're hearing on a daily basis from the New Israel Fund until they stop, until they're constrained, until they're perhaps arrested for doing what they're doing as traitors to the state and Israel, state and people of Israel. That will continue. They brief these international organizations. They try to say that the Jews living in Judea Samaria conduct daily pogroms against the Arabs. They call it settler violence. It's all one great lie, fabrication. And this is what we're dealing with. People who have mesmerized people in the UN, some of whom may be getting financial assistance. But again, that's the way to do it. I'm convinced that if we continue the issue of briefing the United Nations, briefing the donor nations about the truth, we'll somehow get it through, because their curriculum is out there. It's open. It's not hidden. It's a curriculum of murder.
Very, very interesting. Murder. Yeah. It's absolutely fascinating to hear quite a different take on the strategy, and very, very interesting indeed. We do need to leave it there. David Bedian, journalist, founder of Israel Resource News Agency at the Center for Near East Policy Research Center.